Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. And there was a bit more I wanted to know about Students for Sustainability at the University of Arizona. And Stanley Wong, the co-director of that organization, agreed to come back. One of the things I was curious about is, of course, funding. Is funding a driver? Is it a forever thing? How do you get funded every year to do some projects like you mentioned last time, which is a big community garden, and keep it going?
So we have multiple funding sources with Students for Sustainability. The biggest one is through the Green Fund. It's another organization on campus, and they work to fund programs and sustainable initiatives on campus and off campus that are related to the U of A. Another source of funding that we get is from ASUA, which is our student government program. Because we are a program under them, they do give us a budget every year for programming. But most of it is because we are passionate what we do. And administration and business affairs and facilities management, they see that. And they want to support what we do because they can see change.
What does the decision-making process look like? I'm sure there's many demands and priorities that you want to get all of them accomplished. How do you decide on what you're going to basically fund or spend the money on? What's that process?
So we do encourage our members to apply for green funds whenever they have a big project idea, because we don't have as much of a budget to provide them in terms of programming. We do have 5 different committees, and each committee kind of touches their own facet of sustainability, and each one has their own projects. And most of their projects, they find outside partners to work with. So for example, Waste Reduction is working with the student unions to revamp how we compost and how we recycle in the unions with the food waste that we have.
Okay, so it's really a lot of partnerships of working together for the common goal. My last question is about the overall approach to sustainability and leadership at the University of Arizona.
I do think that there's still room to make sustainability more of a priority. I don't think it's as big of a priority as it should be, because it's really threatening the generations, our generation, and the survivability of us. And I think it should be more of a priority, but definitely more support would be nice.
So to learn more, everybody, sustainability.asua.arizona.edu, and check out past episodes of this program at kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page, and check out mrsgreensworld.com to learn more about our work. I think you'll be glad you did, and I'm glad that you came. Thanks, Stanley.
Thank you.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibom Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibom Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibom Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310.